Well, according to this morning's trolley counts by the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, 133 people were waiting for admission to a hospital bed in University Hospital Limerick today. For context, the hospital with the second highest number of patients on trolleys was Letterkenny with 40. While the official HSE figures are usually lower, they also show that the Midwest has by far the greatest problem. Earlier, we spoke to Marie McMahon of the Midwest Hospital Campaign Group, who gave us her reaction to today's report and recommendations.
On a personal level, I feel vindicated. I feel that, you know, all the work that we have put in, and this is a people-led campaign. You know, we've had very little support for many, many years from politicians, from HSE management, from UHL management. They haven't supported our demands for a hospital. It's only recently that people have come on board. And I think that's really important. This is very much a people-led campaign. It's people who've had to pay the price. And this is what the people have demanded. And finally, somebody has listened. And I think there's such an immense sense of relief that somebody has listened and taken on board what we, the people who are expected to use the service and are expected to put up with the service, we've known it's wrong. We've looked at other areas, we've looked at other hospitals, and while they may not be perfect, they certainly were not on a par with UHL and the service. The staff, the pressure the staff are under, they're immense, absolutely fantastic. But there's only so much they can do. And it's time the people were listened to. And finally, somebody has. And I think that's massive for all of us.
And that was Marie McMahon of the Midwest Hospital Campaign Group. Joining us now is Sinn Féin's health spokesman, David Cullinan. We've just been listening there to the three options presented by HICWA. What should the government do in your view?
Well, I think, Rachel, it has to be all three options. If you listen to what Maria said, there was obviously a people's campaign. People were campaigning for a long number of years in the Midwest because of a disastrous decision that was taken many years ago to close emergency departments in the region without putting the capacity into University Hospital Limerick. And it has led to one of the worst overcrowding hospitals in the state. In fact, for the month of September, it's been the worst year on record with nearly 2,400 patients on trolleys. And as you said, the number of patients today on trolleys in Limerick is very high. So it is one of the worst performing hospitals. That's because it simply only has one Model 4 hospital. It doesn't have any more Model 3 hospitals. You're down to community hospitals after that. And that has been a disaster. From my perspective, you have to start obviously with the number of beds which are needed. The ESRI set out clearly in their report, which is also helpful, that about 600 beds are needed in the region over the next number of years. They're looking at population growth, they're looking at patient safety, which always has to be what underpins our approach here. And for that to happen, I think it is a combination of those three approaches. It is additional beds in Limerick, in the UHL campus, the existing one. We do need to expand that campus because there is also a plan to relocate, co-locate the maternity hospital on that site as well. So I think that second option of extending the campus and looking at alternative sites is an important one and is necessary. And indeed, hospital management have said that to me, that that's important. But I think the big issue now is whether the government will commit to a second Model 3 hospital.
And are you in favour then of a new hospital, be it either an entirely new hospital or a substantial upgrading of what's in Ennis or Nenagh?
Well, I think the most obvious solution is to expand one of the existing Model 2 hospitals. And I know that Ennis would probably see itself as best placed for that, given the capacity that it currently has.
Mm-hmm. And so I think people there would say to you as well, listen, our population is what, at least three times the population of Nenagh.
Well, I come from the southeast, and in the southeast we have a Model 4 hospital in University Hospital Waterford, but we also have two other Model 3 hospitals, St Luke's in Kilkenny and Wexford General Hospital. The Midwest is underserved. It does need a second emergency department and second Model 3 hospital. I think building on one of those two hospitals and extending that campus is probably the fastest way to get there. Sean from HICWA was right when he sets out what is required here. It is more critical care capacity. It has to be 24/7. You have to provide more acute services. You have to provide specialist services. So it will take time. So I suppose the issue now for government is, will they give that policy commitment to do it? Because If they do, they have to bring an urgency to it. And I think that what has happened up to now is that we haven't seen the urgency. We haven't seen the beds go in as quickly as they need.
Well, we do, as I think the HSE are keen to point out today, we do have the opening of this new 96-bed unit in Dooradoyle. That's imminent. So that should ease the problem in the short term, at least.
But if you talk to people who work in the hospital, and I have, when you talk to senior management, they say that is not enough. If you look at the ESRI report, they say at least 600 beds are needed across the region. So we simply don't have the capacity right across the Midwest. My concern here, I suppose, what I would say to government is that they need to commit to all three of the options. They need to commit to a second Model 3 hospital, and then they have to require and put the resources into it.
Yeah, and can I ask you about that? Because that's likely to be one of the key issues here, one way or another. We're talking about an enormous amount of money. Where should it come from?
Well, we don't know what the cost will be, but obviously it has to come from either the existing money which will be put into the HSE, or more money is necessary. I'm concerned about the capital envelope that the HSE currently has up to 2030. We know that the previous Minister for Health promised 3,000 new hospital beds across the state. There is no way those beds can be funded unless there's more capital funding given to health. We know that the new National Maternity has to be built, the hospital. We know that the Children's Hospital has to be completed. And we know that 4 elective hospitals need to be built, and they've been put on the back burner. So am I concerned that the resources haven't been put into the HSE to deliver on these big reforms? Yes. And now on top of that, we will obviously have to look at what's needed across the Midwest. So I suppose this does reinforce the fact that in that capital allocation for health, most recently under the National Development Plan, the health service simply has not got the funding that is needed, which means the additional beds that are required, the elective hospitals, and now a second Model 3 hospital in Limerick will require very substantial additional capital funding.
All right, David Cullinan of Sinn Féin, thanks indeed for being with us this afternoon.